Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is, What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? Maybe you know the answer, or maybe you're not sure. Well, either way, I believe you will learn something new today as you listen to this dynamic message, What is the exceeding greatness of God's power?
So here's this sealed tomb with all the power of man on the earth sealing it. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. God turned all of his exceeding great power beyond comprehension. Hemity, say amen. Beyond the ability of man to even know how great his power is, he turned it upon that body in that tomb. He turned that power on that body, and a double miracle happened. It was not only raised from the dead, it was changed. We shall not all sleep or die, but we all shall be changed. I don't want to go through eternity with this body now. No, it's too old, it's wore out, all that stuff. It's got too many wrinkles, and the Max Factor can't help it, and the facelifts have fell down and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It can't help it. And you can't put enough Max Factor on there. You know, some people, you ever heard of that their movie, Three Faces of Eve? And some women wear three faces all at once, but it still hadn't helped them. I got to keep you. Sister Wilson had to do that to keep them awake, you know. Whew. Come on. Man, when that power hit that tomb, whew! Did a double miracle, and the spirit man of Jesus stepped into that glorified body. The earth shook. It knocked the soldiers to the ground. They were scared to death. They didn't know what to do. How many say amen? Are you there? And what happened? Jesus didn't walk out of the mouth of that tomb after the angel rolled the stone away. The angel rolled the stone away to show he's not in there. He didn't. No stone could hold him down. He walked right through the wall. Huh? Just like he appeared to the disciples in the upper room, scared to death. He just walked right through the wall. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm going to run all around this place. Now, how would you like to be in the revelation of God and God showing you all this? How can you contain yourself? You're almost going crazy. Woo! I got doodads on my doodads. Somebody said, the Spirit of God is going on me. I got doodads on me. Glorify that body. Give it the properties of the heavenly bodies that's not subject to earth's physical laws. How many say amen? Somebody said, that's impossible. Can't be done on earth. How many say amen? But God's not bound by physical laws. He made them. And any time he wants, he can set them aside. If you're in trouble out on the water, he can come walking on it. And water in the Bible always means trouble. He'll just walk on the trouble. He'll put the trouble under his feet. And then when he gets on boat, they don't have to say nothing. Soon he got on the boat, the storm was over with, and the boat was already on the other side. Amen. Okay, this is just leading up to the messages. Is that okay? Leading up. Okay, go ahead, official reader.
Which he wrought in Christ.
Which he worked in Christ.
When he raised him.
Go back to the...
What is the
exceeding? Wait a minute, go ahead of it. What did he walk in it? That exceeding great.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?
God wants you to know how powerful he is. Amen. How awesome he is. Amen. How great he is. Amen. You ain't got a peanut God. Amen. You.
Come on.
Woo! I thought I was going to rapture then. Oh, Lord, help me. Something hit the bottom of my feet, and I began to feel light.
Amen.
I don't know if it's true, but they said there was a preacher back in the medieval days that the Spirit would get on him and he would float all over the place. Well, maybe I'm picking up his mail. Are you following me? Go ahead.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe?
To us, for us. Yes. Say it again, Charles. Yeah. In the Greek grammar, that case would be either translated two or four. Go ahead.
To usward who believe.
So they translate it two. That's called the dative in the Greek, two or four.
According to the working of his mighty power.
Whew. Now, what kind of a power is he turned towards us? You got that part so far? He wants us to know the exceeding greatness beyond words. No words going to describe it. Huh? He wants us to know that power that he energized in Christ. How many say amen? But what is it that is now, that power that energized Jesus, that raised his body and changed it into his immortal glorified body. Amen. And then he raised him above all of the power of the devil. All, you got it in your head?
Yeah.
All of it. We're going to read it down there. He raised him and set him at his own right hand, the place of honor and power in the heavenlies, and they gave him a name. I'm trying to stick it in English now, but I'm going to know. I'm going to get in a little tongue-tied. And they say, amen. Huh? And gave him the name that's above every name, at the name of Jesus. Now, Jesus isn't a name because he already had the name Jesus. So he gave him the name, and the name he gave him was Jehovah, Yahweh, Jesus. We translate it Lord. His official title now is Lord Jesus glorified Christ. Christ is not his name. Christ is his title, the Messiah, his office, the glorified Jesus, who is also Yahweh, what he was in the beginning when he prayed in John, the 17th chapter, I want you to return unto me the glory that I had with thee before the foundation of the world. How many say amen? Remember, glory means recognition, and that's what God gave him, the recognition that he was Yahweh. Somebody says, he's crazy, but you're not feeling as good as I am. I asked the Lord specifically, Lord. I said, give me something good for the people. You've been giving them the negative messages the last couple of weeks. Give me something that'll build them up. Now, go back that he wants us to know the exceeding greatness of his power. We're going to run it together now.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
It's going to be according. The word according to means in the mode of what is usually. If God supplies your need according to his riches and glory, giving you a dollar is not according to his riches. His riches and glory means all of his fullness. Okay, go ahead.
Which he wrought in Christ.
When he energized, put into operation in Christ. When did he energize him?
When he raised him from the dead.
When he raised him from the dead with a glorified body.
And set him.
Set him up.
At his own right hand.
In the
heavenly places.
Where?
Far above. All
principalities.
And power.
Powers.
And might.
And dominion.
And every name. That is named.
Not only now.
But also in the ages to come.
Hallelujah. Woo! If that don't make you happy, you are dead. Who is the favorite undertaker? Marsh, you need to go turn yourself in. Go ahead.
And hath put all things under
all,
his feet.
You emphasize it. All things. How many say amen? Under his feet.
And gave him to be the head.
To be the head
over all things
all
in the church.
Pertaining to the church. He made us his head. But as the head, we draw his wisdom and knowledge. That's where your knowledge comes, your direction. How many say, you didn't know all that was jammed in that little few verses, did you? Go ahead.
Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
The body of Christ is God's fullness on the earth. The head of the body, the church, which is God's fullness. The whole church is supposed to have all of the fullness of God operating in it. Amen. You're not supposed to be some weak sister, Amen, afraid of your shadow. You need to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, do you know who you are? You need to say, I'm a son of God. I'm in the same family as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I got the same nature. I got the same ability. I got the same promises. I got the same power. How many they say amen? Because he raised us up to and set us with Jesus in heavenly places with all principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, and every name and every potentate. I don't care what you call him, huh? The Pasha or the King or the Prince or the Tsar, they're all under our feet. Shut up, devil.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Come on. He put on my killer shoes. Amen. Have you heard Sister Sharon preach that? I'm going to illustrate that one of these days, the killer shoes. He's down there. If he opens his mouth, I'm going to stick my foot in his mouth. Man, you ought to be straightening up now and saying, greater is he that's in me. And he's the most powerful being in the whole universe. Huh? And he's demonstrated that power. Because the hardest thing for man is to raise somebody from the dead. They can't do it. Doctors are doing wonderful things now. But when God says to the spirit, come out of that body, nothing they can do. Nothing they can do is come out to the family, hang their head, said we did all we could. Like Jerry Farwell died. And when they took him in there, they tried to put a pacemaker in. They tried to do this, but you see, God called the spirit. There's nothing they can do. Nothing medical science could do. Nothing all these great medical minds can do. He's gone. Heavenly say amen. But God has turned his power to us. The greatest miracle was raising Jesus from the dead. That's the greatest demonstration. The next greatest is raising you from the dead of trespasses and sin and changed you from the vile creature that you are into the likeness of Jesus and made an heir and a joint heir with him. I remember rarely, oh man, it must be over 50 years ago when God gave me that message, heirs of God and joint heirs. It blew my mind. Amen. I couldn't contain it. I'm an equal heir with Jesus. Amen. What kind of love is this that he takes such a dirty, vile person and makes him an equal heir with Jesus? What is this? What is this? Whew. I'm surprised somebody, no, I guess the runners aren't here. They should have been here. You should have told guys, runners, we're going to have a runner tomorrow service this morning. We're going to have the Preakness. Some of the horses didn't show up. Yeah, one of them canceled, didn't run. Keep on running. I'm not finished.
And you, we're going to second chapter now. And you hath he quickened. And you hath he quickened.
When it says you, that's you. See, you ain't me. And I ain't you, but I'm a you. I'm a you in that verse. And what you do is initial it. You, R.G. Hardy.
And you hath he quickened who were dead.
Quickened, made alive. We were dead, but he made us alive. He didn't raise us from the dead. He made us alive. It's a difference between raising from the dead and quickening and making you alive. Go ahead.
Who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Okay, he quickened you so that you're not walking according to the course of this world. Or are you? Where are you walking at? You walking according to the world? See, he's against worldliness. We walked according to the world, and if you're walking according to the world, then you're walking according to the prince of the power of the world, called the god of this world. It means evil generation, age. He is now working in those children of disobedience. But if I'm obeying God, he can't work in me.
That's right.
That's why you better take care not to disobey God, because then pretty soon the prince of the power of the air, the evil one, will get to work in you. And the word is working means energizing you. There's a whole lot of people out there being energized by the devil. Mm-hmm. But I'm energized by the Lord. How many say amen? Yeah. And the energy of the Lord is greater than the energy of the devil. Yeah. Go ahead.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in
now
times
here,
past.
This is an old King James Version conversation. I don't mean to talk. It means conduct, your whole mode of life. How many say amen? We had our life. We walked in the same way. What did we walk in?
In the lust of our flesh.
Oh, we did. But if you're saved, you don't walk in the lust of your flesh.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And
huh?
We're by
Wait
nature.
Our mind. But I got a new mind. And I'm not fulfilling the desires of that old nature that's energized by Satan. But what's happening?
And we're by nature the children of wrath,
I'm,
even
I'm
as
I'm a
others.
Child of wrath. God's wrath is coming against me because I'm doing that. But what now?
But God.
But God. I like that. You see, the devil says a lot of things. And people say a lot of things. You're in a situation, nothing can help you. But then I like the word, but God. You got to bring God into the equation. Go ahead.
But God,
who is rich in mercy.
Hallelujah.
Giving us what we shouldn't have. Go ahead.
For his great love.
For his great love.
Wherewith he loved us.
Go ahead.
Even when we were dead in sins. Hath quickened us together with Christ.
Quickened us, made us alive with him.
By grace
by
you are saved.
By grace, by the free gift.
And hath raised us
and
up
now
together.
The second raising. Raised us up with him. Go ahead.
And made us sit together.
Sit together. Where are you sitting at?
Amen.
I ain't worried about Satan's seat.
Amen.
He's going to be thrown out. Amen. I'm sitting somewhere. I'm raised up with him. I'm quickened like he was quickened. I'm raised up with him. I'm seated where he is. And that means all those powers are under my feet. So I used to preach a message, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? He can huff and he can puff, but he isn't blowing my house down. Because number one, I'm not a little piggy, I'm a little lamby. And I'm not in a straw house, and I'm not in a stick house. I'm in the Rock of Ages. Oh, Lord. I tell you what, go out to the mountain and try to blow it down. Put a big fan on it and try to do it. Go ahead.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come.
In the ages to come.
He might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
What's he going to do? We only got a down payment now, but in the ages to come, he's going to show us something.
The exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved.
By grace, you don't
faith.
Deserve it.
And that not of yourselves.
No, it's the gift of God.
It is the gift of God,
not
of works, lest any man
should boast.
For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. You think God's going to make a bunch of sloppy looking things? Imperfect. Go ahead.
Created in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
Unto good works.
Good works.
Yes. Amen.
Not works to get in, works after you get in. Go ahead.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Walk in good works. Go ahead.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ.
Without God. Every Gentile was without God because they weren't under the covenant of Israel. They weren't their covenant people. Go ahead.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope.
We didn't have any hope till Jesus came.
And without God.
And
in
without
the world.
God, atheist.
But now in Christ Jesus.
I like that word. But now. Don't tell me what I was. But now. They can pull my past record up because man's got it. But when God pulls my past record up, then ain't nothing past. I mean, there's nothing in it. It's all gone. It only starts in Jesus. When I got in Jesus, then the rest of it was obliterated. Man might have it in the book, but God has wiped it out. He just took the blood of Jesus and spilt it all over my past record. And the blood is speaking better things than Abel's. It said, Father, forgive them because he knew not what he did. How many?
Amen.
I'm almost finished.
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Are you near Jesus? Are you near God? If you really know what it's all about, you're not wondering where you're at, God. You're not worrying about he left you and forsook you. No, you're near him. Do you realize that you go through the day realizing he's with you? I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always, even to the end of this age. And then it'll no more be faith. It'll be sight. Go ahead, I'm almost finished.
For he is our peace.
My peace.
Amen.
When all the trouble's around, I just shut my eyes in his peace. Go ahead.
Who hath made both one,
Jew
and hath
Gentile.
Broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Ten commandments. Go ahead.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments.
Here it is.
Contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one
twain
new man.
To one new man.
So making peace.
So making peace.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body.
He saved Jew and Gentile in his one crucifixion.
By the cross. Having slain the enmity thereby.
Okay, stop there. The cross is what he reconciled us. And the enmity, he slew it by what?
The cross.
The devil don't want you to preach the cross. Mm-hmm. They call it a bloody religion. That's right. It took his blood.
Amen.
He had to shed his blood, brother. And if you ever read or seen that Passions in the movie, you realize a little bit of what he shed. It took that. Go ahead.
And came and preached peace to
peace,
you.
Peace to you. Peace to you, Betty.
Which were afar off.
Afar off. Come on near.
And to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners.
No more strangers.
But fellow citizens and of the household of God.
Of the household of God.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles.
Of the apostles.
And prophets.
Jesus Christ
himself
being the chief cornerstone that holds it all together.
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
We are the temple.
Ye are also builded together for an habitation
of God
through the Spirit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, how is the Lord and the Spirit in us? I just read it to you. He was the foundation of that building. You're a stone. I'm a stone. We're lively stones built in to a holy temple for the inhabitants of God. That's how the Spirit is, the Holy Spirit. Every one of us is a stone. Every Christian is a stone, and he's in the middle of the church. And this temple is a living temple. It moves when he moves, like the cloud that led Israel, and stays when he stays. Peter said, you're living stones, lively stones. The same word in the Greek, but it's okay. You're lively stones in a living building. Amen. It's a live building, and God inhabits it by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, that's where his temple is. Amen? And his temple is holy. I'm going to put both words of that in the English. Holy, holy. That means W-H as well as H-O. Completely holy. Absolutely holy. No unholiness in it. A glorious church that he's going to present into himself without spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, holy and without blemish. Amen. Man, you ought to be sticking up your chest. Do you realize what you got? Do you realize in any situation the power that went into the tomb and raised Jesus and changed his body and raised him above all the powers is at your disposal? How in the world can I lose? So somebody says, what do you do when the enemy attacks? I attack back, Jack. And he attacks last, gets the best attack. And this one person says, anytime I call Brother Hardy, and he can't wait till they tell me the trouble, he said, the first thing he says, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's not talk about it. Let's not try to analyze it, but let's pray. Resist the devil, and he'll flee you. I don't have no trouble. The only trouble I got is trying to catch him. Because I'm resisting him with that exceeding great power beyond man's ability to elucidate on it that's turned to me, and I can go and have that power. Whew. He gave it to everyone. Amen. He had to you. You've got to claim it. Amen. You need to look in that mirror and say, I'm a son of God. Then you need to say, because I'm a son of God, I'm in the same family as anybody else, which means I'm not inferior. I can stand in God's presence because I'm not inferior. Adam could stand in God's presence because he was in the likeness and image of God. He wasn't inferior, just had a different type of body. Not inferior. Can you get that? That blows your mind. Not inferior. God looks us as a joint, equal. Him and he say amen. And whatever he has promised to Jesus, he gives it to us because Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then Jesus took the checkbook and says, and now I bequeath this to every one of my brothers and sisters. And you got to sign it to cash it. I mean, you could have a big check, $1,000, $10,000, whatever your number is. But if you don't take and sign it, it ain't no good to you. It's just like another piece of paper. I mean, you sign it by faith. In fact, Jesus has given us a bank book signed by him without putting any amount in. And according to your faith, you fill it in. Little faith or no faith, you don't fill nothing in. Say, what do you put on there? Everything! It would take me forever to list it. Everything! I want everything! I want everything that belongs to me that Jesus brought. I know I don't deserve it. I'm not going to stay here and say I deserve it, but he loved me anyhow. And the devil says, you don't deserve it. I said, yeah, but God give it to me anyhow. And I praise him.
Amen. What an anointed and encouraging message by Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? How exciting that God wants us to know, that is to experience the exceeding greatness of his power. He wants the eyes of our spiritual understanding to be enlightened so that we may know what is the riches of our inheritance in Christ. Now, how can we possibly define God's power in its superlative manifestation? It has been said that when the New Testament writers want to define the greatness of God's love, they point to the cross. And when they want to define the greatness of God's power, they point to the empty tomb. But God's power exceeded even the raising of Jesus from the dead, because others have been raised from the dead also. But God not only raised Jesus out of the sepulcher, but he raised him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the age to come. He raised him to sit at his own right hand, the place of supreme power, honor, and authority. And child of God, it gets better. He raised us up too with him and seated us with him in heavenly places with all authority under our feet because we are his body in this world. This wonderful message, What is the Exceeding Greatness of God's Power, is available on CD for your love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer 314. That's offer 314. Mail to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. Even if you do not wish to order at this time, we still need to hear from you with your financial support to keep this program on this station. But if you want today's message, offer 314, send your love gift of $10 or more to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.